Good afternoon, Shadow Hills. We're back. It is Wednesday, April 15th. And let's take a moment to feel good about ourselves. California is a state with about 10% of the U.S. population has had about 3% of the coronavirus deaths. So shutting down was a good idea. And I know the pressure is on to reopen, but what we've been doing is working. And so there'll be more of that for the foreseeable future. So in the 5 days that we've been away, Kim has been getting lots of questions and new issues have come up. And so it's time to deal with them. Kim?
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. And some of this will be a little bit of a repeat, but, you know, people ask questions in a different way, so that kind of makes it fun. And I miss talking Kim's radio show, so I had to think about something. But let me first say, you know, when I first moved here, I had told people, some people asked me when I was running for the board in that first meeting, some people talked about what I would do to change the atmosphere, and my answer was, why would you change it? It's the friendliest place I've ever been to. I would drive down the street and people were waving to me and I'd ask my lovely bride, do you know who these people are? She goes, no. I mean, it was really terrific. And so the fact that everybody is like that is one of the reasons this is difficult. And I get that. If you're a person that likes to talk to people and likes to shake hands and likes to hug people, this is a nightmare. I mean, what are you doing? What are we doing here? And so I understand it's difficult, but the reason it's so friendly and the reason you care about each other is why you can persevere and you'll do this. It's because all you got to do is look across your street at your neighbor and you don't want to see that person get sick and die. So that's what will keep us going. That's all you got to think about. Now, I am going to talk to you real briefly about the county health guy, you know, that health officer, because they've run some models. If you go to their website from the Riverside County health officer, and I'm going to hopefully tomorrow have this posted on the website so you can look at these graphs. And it's overwhelming about what the mitigation measures will do. How effective, and it'll explain why this health officer is being so strict and implementing some measures that it's true some other counties aren't doing. So let me explain what he's put out. And it says in this graph, if we took no protective measures, the projected cases for Riverside County would be 65,000 and over 1,200 deaths. No mitigation measures. If we do one protective measure, just one, the cases drop from 65,000 down to 30,000. They run these models based upon every other place in the country, and they can run this now. So it drops by more than half by doing one of these mitigation measures. If you do two of these protective measures, so we stay at home, and we do, you know, stay-at-home isolation, and we wear masks, that kind of thing, it goes from 30,000 down to 18,000 cases. And if we put in three of these, and we're trying to say, okay, we're going to stay-at-home, isolate, we're going to wear protective masks, and possibly then if they could do testing too, our cases would drop to 13,000 and only 249 deaths within the county. So you're looking at five times the amount, five times, if we can just stay the course. We got to be focused on that. And to give you an example, cases in Riverside County went up by 200 in one day between yesterday and today. And I watch this every day. It makes me feel good that we're doing what we're doing and why. Now, on the mask issue, because I know a lot of you have ordered masks, we've had requests for 1,700 masks. But we can only make 150 masks a day. Well, everybody can do the math. It's going to take a little time. If you haven't been called for an appointment, it's because we don't have a mask yet to give you. We will get to you. Be patient. We've so far distributed over 1,000. But we still got 800 to 1,000 to go. So it's going to take, at 150 days, you can see it's going to take 6 days, five, 6 days. So it's going to be into next week. But as soon as we have one, we will give you a call and have you come in. Now, some of you, we gave a call, made an appointment to have you come pick up a mask, and you have not picked up the mask. Please come in and pick up that mask so that we have space for all the masks we're producing. It allows the process to go smoother. So if you haven't got your mask yet and you did have an appointment, please come in there and get it. Now I'm going to talk to you a little bit about real estate people. This was an interesting one because some residents wrote about what happens with real estate people because they thought there was a gathering of real estate. Now, I did have a talk with a couple of real estate people, and I have to commend the real estate agents here. They were proactive about stopping the real estate preview about a month ago. So they immediately took it upon themselves that they don't do this real estate caravanning where they go around to all the open houses to take a look. My compliments. But what happened is the state of California has determined that, you know, the real estate, commercial real estate business and real estate business is essential. We have to make sure if somebody wants to sell their home, they may sell their home. Now the question is, what are the guidelines for that? So the Association of Realtors, California Association of Realtors, came up with these guidelines in conjunction with the state of California directive. So one, there's no open houses, so there can't be any more open houses at all. There's no more broker tours, and there's no more broker previews. Open houses are supposed to be done by virtual tour from now on. Now, what can happen is the agent is allowed to set up an appointment with an individual to go look at a house. It has to be done one-on-one. The limitation is the agent and the people have to be in separate cars. The agent, when they get to the house, only the agent, only one agent, and a maximum of two people can go in the house at one time. So if there's more than two people, one is you're going to have multiple cars, and the agent and two people can go in, and until somebody comes out, another person cannot go in. So those are the limitations for which the real estate people are doing a great job, and they're making this work. Now, what I need to tell the residents is, please understand, if you see what looks like real estate agent, they might have a sign on, with multiple cars, it's because part of their requirements is everybody's got to be in a separate car. So keep that in mind. So don't let it bother you that you see these multiple people, but they do have to stand outside. They still have to do social distancing. They do have to wear masks. But that'll answer your question about real estate people. Now, I have gotten some more questions about the rules. So, let me explain. I'll read some. Got one. This one this morning from a homeowner. Can a couple, two neighbors, there's two couples, four people sit in a driveway 6 feet apart and not be sighted? The answer is no. You may not sit in a driveway together. And the reason is the county directive is clear. There can be no gatherings of any size in any venue. That's anywhere in Riverside County. So four of you may not get together at all. The only gathering that's allowed is among the occupants of a home. So if two people live in a home, they may have a gathering. They can do that. And so it's not worrying. The other question this person asked was, wearing masks outside is a recommendation. I had to write back, I disagree. It is not a recommendation. It is clear by the order, you have to wear it all the time. And the only exception to wearing a mask is you do not have to wear a mask in your house, in your car, or in your backyard. Have to wear a mask to go out in the front yard. If you are in your garage, you don't have to wear a mask. You could have the garage door open and you're inside the garage. You don't have to wear a mask. The minute you step on that driveway, you got to put on a mask. Now, I don't make the rules. We're just enforcing them, and we're doing it for everybody's safety. Keep in mind, in the back of the head of every single board member is, Let's do everything possible to keep people alive. That's what this is all about. It's a pretty simple goal. So as I go through those mask issues, you are required to wear them in a golf cart. A golf cart is not a car. So you have to have them in a golf cart. You have to have them on bikes. So if you are bicycling along and there's four of you side by side within 6 feet, security should stop you. They will ask you if you're all the occupant of the same house. And if you're not, one, you could be cited. Two, you need to spread out. Maybe go single file so that you're further apart, but you can't be close together. Now, if two people are biking, they can be close together because they could be the occupants of the same house, the same as two people in a car. That all makes sense. So now, as far as housekeepers are considered essential for some sanitary reasons. So they are allowed in, but they have to wear a mask. So if a housekeeper gets out of the car without a mask, it's possible they could be sighted or seen, but put on a mask. Tell your housekeeper to put on a mask. That's what this is about. And understand, this mask is not protecting you. It's protecting somebody else from giving you the virus. If we all wear masks, there's less transmission. That's what this is about. And it seems to be working all over the country. That's pretty clear. Cyclists, yes. Exterminators are essential. So they're allowed. Just like your gardeners is considered essential at the moment. They are allowed. So exterminators, but they have to wear masks. Gardeners have to wear masks. We've gotten some phone calls lately because some gardeners didn't have masks on. They've been cited. So anytime they're out of a car, you are required to wear a mask. Same thing, people are asking about getting together, whether it's a backyard, front yard, they keep social distance. The answer is no. You cannot have a gathering. You cannot have a party. Ladies and gentlemen, this is about home isolation. And if you want to talk to somebody, call them up on a phone. You know, Zoom, FaceTime, whatever they got. Do what you have to do, but we're trying to make sure this doesn't spread. The Riverside County Health Officer is not expecting this area to peak for a week. So we're on the gross side that although California as a whole might be reducing, right now there's no expectation that Riverside is reducing. We went up by 200 yesterday. So now's the time to do everything possible to make this work. Now's the time. If you're out front of your garage, sitting in a driveway, enjoying a drink, looking at your neighbor across the street in a driveway without a mask, if security comes by, you'll be cited. The instructions to security are there are no more warnings. This is serious for us now. We're going to do everything we can to keep people safe and healthy. I'm going to do whatever that is, whatever's possible. I don't want to write the ticket, but if you're not, you know, just do me a favor. Put on the mask and make it all work. Now, some answers to quick questions that have come up. I wrote them. Difference between stay at home and social distancing. Stay at home. Social distancing means you could be at a gathering. Stay at home order is no gatherings, public or private, regardless of size. Can I sit in my neighbor's driveway, 6 feet apart? No. Can I sit with friends in my home? No. You are not supposed to be inviting friends or family over unless it's for an essential purpose, i.e. a caregiver, delivery of groceries. But if you're just coming to visit grandma, stay home. Do her a favor. Keep her alive. Can I sit with friends in my backyard? No. Can I leave home to visit friends or families? No. Can home service workers continue to provide service? Yes. But if it's purely cosmetic, postpone. Example, if you brought in a painter and you're just painting your walls, postpone it. You don't have to do that right now. Are masks required at all time? I think I answered that. Yes, they are. Are guests required to wear a mask in my home? Yes, but only essential guests are allowed in the home. So make sure we're clear. An essential guest. Okay, your pipe starts leaking in your house and you got water running. An essential guest would be the plumber to fix it. The plumber has to wear a mask. When you walk down the street, are masks required? Yes. Are masks required when doing yard work in front of my own home? Yes. Bicycling, I talked to you about. Can I wear a mask below my chin around my neck? You can, but it's a violation and you'll be cited. So the answer is no, you can't. That doesn't work. What good is a mask around your neck? Come on. Common sense here. Please understand, these restrictions are for all of us. Nobody likes it, but I do like the fact that every afternoon or evening I have my little glass of wine with my lovely bride and I look across and think that all this is going to help keep those neighbors alive. And that's good enough for me. So hang in there and stay the course. Now, guests are not allowed in this complex unless they're for an essential purpose. We need all of you to help us with that. Some residents have asked, should we stop the non-essential guests at the gate? We're not sure we can implement that. We're not sure exactly how we would do that carefully with all of the exceptions. But I'd love to hear from you. Email me and say, should we try to implement that? Should we look into saying we should stop these guests at the gate before they ever get here? I would like to hope that you would do me a favor. Just don't invite people over. And, you know, watch a Cary Grant movie or something. Vendors, you know, they're allowed. Vendors are allowed under the county order. Gardeners are allowed. They're essential. It's part of sanitation. Pool cleaning service is allowed. It's part of sanitation. Dog grooming is allowed. It's part of sanitation. Now, there's a lot of things. Okay, now as far as us being alone for a little while, I got a neighbor down the street. His name's Rocky. I like Rocky. Rocky, this is Rocky's idea, which we think is terrific. That is, there's some possibility some people live alone would like a phone call. We'd like to arrange it for you. So give Lifesize a call if, one, you would like to have a phone call. And, two, if you're a volunteer who'd be willing to talk to one of your neighbors, call Lifestyles and say you're willing to volunteer. We already set this up based upon people who needed groceries. We had some people who needed groceries, and we have some volunteers who will go shopping for you. And we had a couple people who needed groceries, and thank God these volunteers did it. One lady wrote me back, and it was all of the grocery delivery things were overwhelmed, so she got her delivery. She can't go out. She's a disabled person and couldn't leave the house. So if you're willing to talk to a neighbor, call Lifestyle and say, I'm willing to talk to people. And if you're a person who'd like to get a phone call for fun, just to see how you're doing, let us know and we'll have somebody call you. Now, at the same point, I urge you to look in on your neighbors. If you know of a neighbor who might be living alone, you know, you can't go visit, but you can ring a doorbell or call them, stay back, and just get their phone number, go home and give them a call and check in on them. You know, part of this is we just got to check in on some people once in a while. Now on a side note, okay, the board did meet today and, hey, you know what? Let's have a little fun with Bob Israel. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Bob Israel, we had our first board meeting without Bob Israel. Although Bob is still working on some contract negotiations with us, he's still kind of a ad hoc member of the board, but hey, maybe Bob isn't listening to this right away. So the board did elect the officers today because we're required to do that. So I want everybody to write Bob and say, congratulations, the board elected him president, and by default, that makes him a board member, and he can't retire. Now, if everybody writes him a letter and just says, hey, congratulations on your new position, and he hasn't listened to this, he'll wonder what the heck is going on, and that will be entertaining for the board. But in the meantime, officers stayed the same. Fira is vice president. Linda is secretary, Bruce is treasurer, I'm remaining as president, and Johnny Goodrum, bless your heart for running for a board during a very, very tough time, is member at large, and so the board's off and doing things. committees, we've asked committees not to meet. If you think you need to meet, you may, but you got to do it through like Zoom or GoToMeeting. You got to use virtual. You cannot meet in person. So make that happen. Clubs, those big groups like Meet and Neat, Tutabella, where you get together, you need to contact us because the board, you need to contact us individually about events you might have in coming up. It's very likely as we open, you know, it's just like the government says, you don't flip a switch and everything's running. The board's going to have difficulty putting 200 people in a room after this is over. And it's very possible without some very good information that we're not going to allow those groups to hold their events till September. Contact us. We're going to evaluate it as we go along. I say this so that those groups will look and make sure you don't have cancellation fees for anything coming up. We don't want you to get a bill as a result of us not being proactive about giving you some information. Now, on to Shadows. I'm going to wrap this up here pretty much. A word from our sponsor, Shadows. You terrific people are ordering food, which is great. Now, let me tell you, the prime rib was excellent. It's a Saturday night special, and I've done it 2 weeks in a row now, 3 weeks, I think, and it's great. So, and they give me my baked potato, and I even have all those things I like I'm not supposed to eat, like horseradish and sour cream. It was really good. But tonight I'm having wings. I really like wings, so I'm going to have wings. Bless your hearts out there. Shadow sold 120 Easter dinners on Sunday. That helps a lot. Keeps those people employed, helps with our losses, keeps those people doing food. So please, please, if you can, once a week, order a dinner or more. Shadow's hours did change. They don't open at 8 anymore. They open at 10 a.m., but we stay open later. But you need to call by 4 o'clock to make your dinner reservation. Okay, you do all that. Now, as far as the rest, I just want to compliment people. As I drive around, no question, 95% of you, 98% are wearing masks. Everybody's trying very hard, and hope to God we can bypass this bullet that's coming straight at us. And isolation will work. If anybody does catch the virus, you need to let us know. We're going to let the county know. We're going to move in to try to make sure all isolation attempts are kept, and we want to track anybody you might have been with. Now, the best way to stop this is if we all practice this social distancing and isolation to the best we can, the virus has nowhere to go. I remember when I was a kid, about 10 years old, my grandfather lived in Placerville, California. It's up in the mountains. And he had this house in the middle of what was just, you know, forest as far as I was concerned. And when you drove up to the house, this thing was cleared for about 100 feet. There was nothing. It's just dirt around that house before the thing. And I never thought of much when I was 10 years old, but I lived through the Oakland fire and I saw just how fast it can spread. And he did that to stop the fire. And folks, that's the picture here. We're trying to stop the virus. It's the fire. And the only way you stop it is if we can clear everything around our house so that there's no way for that fire to get in. So keep that in mind. As we go through these difficult times, we'll make it. We'll do it. We're not done yet, and we got a ways to go. Prediction is by the county health inspector, we got a couple of weeks that this thing could climb on us. So now's the time to be extremely diligent. My prayers go with you. Take care.
Thank you, Kim. That brings everybody up to date. And so until next time, bye-bye.